Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara Kovavam and Beis. We're 7 lines. We're in the second to last Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah. Tzvi shenichnas labayis. So if you have a deer which goes into a house, prepashtas, it goes in by itself. V'nal echad b'fanav. And someone, literally nal usually means to lock. Here prepashtas, it means just to close. So if you close the door, then you're going to be chayav. The Mishnah tells you're going to be chayav. Rashi points out, because even though you actually don't actually do the mice of trapping it, still, you're going to be chayav because once you close the door, you therefore prevented it from being able to leave, to be able to escape, so therefore you've trapped it. However, nalu shnayim, the Mishnah tells you if two people close the door, pturin, they're going to be pater. Rashi points out, because the Gemara we saw on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis about shnayim shasu, if two people do malacha, which can be done by one person, they're going to be pater. However, lo yochal echadin, let's say it's a really heavy door, so require two people to push that heavy door, v'nalu shnayim, and two people in fact closed it, then chayav, and they'd be chayav as we had quoted that in the sheet of the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Shimon pater, Rabbi Shimon, who learned it out from Sukkim on Tzadik Beis, says as well over here that this would be Shnayim Shasua, where it's impossible. Even there, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it doesn't matter. Two people would disagree either. He would say two people, no matter what, are going to be potter from doing a malacha. So the Gemara now adds, Amar Rabbi Amar Abba Shmuel, Hatzad Ari B'Shabbos. Someone traps a lion on Shabbos, so Eino Chayev Atshech Nisu Legurski Shalom. You're going to be Chayev if the Rashi describes it, something that seems very similar to what we call a cage. That is that if you were, even if you're holding on to the lion, since the lion is very strong and can get angry and run out in a second, it's not considered fully trapped until you bring it into its cage. Okay, we see important to how strong a lion is that it can get out even if you think you trapped it. So basically, only if you get into the cage, you're going to be chayav. Okay, the Mishnah continues discussing Yashav Echad Ela Pesach, or someone is sitting in the door, V'lo Milo, and he didn't block the door. So again, so if I'm sitting in the door and then Reuven comes and he's and there was enough room for when I was sitting there to be able to have this the deer run away or whatever animal, Yashav Asheni Umlio, or now a second guy comes and he sits down, so he blocks the doorway, Hasheni Chayav, the second guy is going to be Chayav, because at the end of the day, Rashi points out, he's the guy who created the animal not being able to leave. Only the second one who sat there, because he created the fact that the animal stuck there. So now, the Mishnah continues, Yashav Arishon Al Pesach Umilo. What happens though if the first person sat in the door and he blocked it completely? Vashini Vayashav Al Tzido. The second person came and sat, not extra blocking it at all. The post moving down, probably, but talking about like where you sit back to back. So meaning, the moment you sit, let's say facing outside, but you completely blocked any animal from being able to go, and now I sit the other way, I face inside, but I'm facing back to back to you, so I'm not adding anything to the level of the animal not being able to come out. So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush of the Mishnah over here is that even though the first person is now standing up and left, so now I really, the second guy, Shimon, who is the second one, he really is now the one who's blocking the animal, still, Harishon Chayav Hasheni Pater, the second one is going to in fact be Pater, to which the Mishnah says now, Ha, Lama, Azar, Daradom, what is this similar to? Lindol es beis l'shomer, someone who was locking his house in order just to protect it for robbers, or whatever it might be. So he had no intention of trapping animals whatsoever. So then what happens? Lindol es beis l'shomer, v'nim tzvi shomer v'sofan, he knew. And the deer happened to be there, so therefore in that situation, since the deer is already considered to have been trapped before because it was already in the house, it was apparently guarded according to Rashi, then you would be pashtus, be in that situation, you're going to be putted. The Shaila and the Rishonim, what exactly is the tzir of this case? The Rashba thinks that even when you knew the animal's there and you're locking it for another reason, but the Ran asks on the Ran, Ran asks on the Rashba, how in the world is that okay? That's going to be a psik resha if you knew about it. That's a classic example of psik resha, that even though you don't care about the malacha, still a psir, it's still going to be psik resha. Lechora, it should be usher. So Rav Yeshua is a little terrorist for the, not going into it, but for the Rashba. But at the end of the day, the Pashas, the Ran is seemingly correct, where you didn't know that Pashas is going to be the feed of Ran Seer, it's going to be where you didn't know that the animal was there, but the animal was already trapped. It was already locked by a rope. And the Chiddush is, though, that it could really, even if it, let's say, does go out of the rope, and it's not, it gets out of its tied up rope, that since now, the fact that you locked it, the Mela is going to come out as the reason you would have thought to say your Chayav. Now that's the exact example of the people sitting down, that just like once it's already trapped, it doesn't matter. So too over there, when it comes to the people sitting down, also once it's trapped, you're not going to be chayav. Okay, the Mishnah, now the Gemara analyzes. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Rav Rashi, Rav, Nichnasa lo tzipor tachas knafav. So now if you have a bird, which literally like comes under your wings of your garment, meaning it comes under your garment where it gets stuck. Yoshiv Mishama ad shetechshas, you could sit there and guard it until it gets dark. Apparently, it wasn't, you don't have to open it up in order to make sure it gets out, because here you're just preventing it. You're not really, it's already considered trapped, so therefore you're just preventing it from leaving. You're not really trapping it anymore. So Gemara now says, The whole example of the two people sitting down, they're sitting back to back, and we said that the second guy is going to be putter. So now the Gemara says, but wait a second, usually we have a rule in Masechta Shabbos, my law, putter, v'al aser, that usually whenever the Mishnayos use the rule of putter, when the Gar Silchot Shabbos, that you're exempt, yes, you're exempt, that means only midaraisa. However, derabanan, it's still going to be aser, it's still going to be aser by rabbinically. So shouldn't here we say the same thing, that that's the general rule? So he says, no, here the exception, lo pater mutter, here, actually, in fact, is going to be, when the Mishnah says that you're exempt, and the guy, the second guy sitting, not only is it just pater, and you would think it's Asrudam, no, it's totally mutter. Lechat chila, the second guy, Shimon, is allowed to sit back to back with his friend. Once Reuven had already done the Maisa Avera. So the Gemara says, Hachana Masavi, this actually works out well with the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, but Tana Seifa, in the Seifa of our Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah, we says, Lamal Dabar Domer, Linol is based on the Shomro, Venim Satsvi Shomro Besochom, Miklal de Pater Mutter. So it's based on the second case of the comparison that the Mishnah tried to compare it to, the situation where a guy just wants to lock up his house. So we said over there that there's going to be Pater as well. So the Gemara was learning out, but Pashas, that since Rashi says that everyone locks the door. So that's what you do. It can't be that we were telling you something that would be usher, so that Pashas was mutter, so therefore it must be the first case is going to be mutter, meaning the two people sitting side by side, back to back rather, are going to be totally mutter. Kesesh Mamina, that actually is a good proof. Now the Gemara says just another way, a version of how this was, that they said the opposite and then they're going to reject it. Ikadamri. Amav Nachma Yitzhak Afanir Matinina. No, we learn it out also with Araya from our Mishnah, that a bird that's stuck in the clothes, we're going to see that he says, Afa Bisha Amar Harishan Valachlo, Harishan Chai Vashini Pater. The first one's going to be Chayev, and the second one is going to be Pater. So the Gemara says, my love Pater Mutter, so doesn't that mean that you're going to be, it's going to be Pater Mutter, that person who's guarding the bird in the case of the clothing is going to be just like the person who's guarding the deer in the trap test, which is, Pashas and Morris wants to say, Taina now is going to be Mutter. No, the Gemara says, Lo, Pater Valasar. That here we're talking about it's Pater Valasar. Gemara says, but no, they can't say that. Hamad Ektani Seifa, the Mishnah of our, the Seifa of our Mishnah tells us how the Mazar Domer, that what is this going to be similar to Lenol as Beso Lashamra Beninsa Tzvi Shamra Labasocha Miklal de Pater Mutter. So the Gemara says, like we just quoted now, that the Seifa of our Mishnah says that we're comparing it to the case of someone who's just locking his house, which clearly is going to be Mutter, and therefore the case of the Tzvi is that the two people sitting, Reuven and Shimon sitting back to back, that the second guy sitting there is totally okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, therefore it's going to be Mutter. So now the Gemara says, we saw this Gemara at the very beginning of the Masechta. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Kol Patir the Shab Patir the Shabbos Pater Valaser Alavar Bahanit Flas the Pater Umuter. The Gemara says now that whenever we say the lashon of Pater, it's going to be Pater Valaser, except for three exceptions. And we're actually in the beginning of the Masechta. It's only about we're doing something actively. Okay, we're going to the Gemara at the beginning, but the Maisa, there's three examples where you do something actively. We're going to be Pater with the Mishnayos use the lashon of Pater, which is really Pater Mutter. So the Gemara says, what are they? Chadaha. The first one is the case right here that with the doorway back to back. Right, we say that the second guy is totally allowed to sit there. It's totally Mutter. Again, this is like the third time we quote this raya from the Seifa of the Mishnah, is that this is going to be comparable to the case of someone who's coming into his house to lock it up. That's totally going to be mutter. So too is this going to be mutter over here as well. So now the Gemara is saying, what's the second case? What's the second example? V'ida chamefes morsa b'shabbos, right? Someone who loosely translated, not really the exact translation, is be popping a pimple on Shabbos. Im lasos lapay, if you're deciding to make an opening for it, what does that mean? You're making an opening. In Pashas, it means that you want to keep the hole there remaining there, that the pus will continuously drain there. So that would be like binyan chayav. So that's going to be chayav mitzad bona. Okay, so or makapadish l'shayla whatever, and we show them exactly what the gedder is, and point out that the pimples nowadays might be different because the Shmir Shabbos points out already that they're going to have fresh blood. They were talking about there was older blood on these type of things that they were the boil that they were talking about in the times of Gemara. So the Maisa Pepashtis popping pimples is problematic nowadays. If they're sar, again ask there might be certain kulas if it was, you know, it was a very old one that won't necessarily have blood. Okay, so I'm not getting to that. Getting into that right now. So the Gemara says, now, im lohotzi memeno leicha, however, if you're going to just, the whole goal is to remove the pus, putter, you're going to be putter. So now we're telling you that it's going to be putter umutter. The Gemara says, now, how do I know that this is going to be totally okay? This nan, that because we have a Mishnah which tells us machat shel yad. If you have literally, it's defined as a hand in Rashi says it just means a needle that's used to sew clothing. So then little bas akotz, you're allowed to take it out. If you're allowed to take a thorn with it, and in that situation, there's going to be no concern of creating an issue over there with pulling it out. So too the Gemara was comparing it to the example that we can basically learn it out from the pitbull case, that also that if you have the other kavana, it would be totally mutter. Again, how that nafkamina plays out with pimples, you'd have to figure out mamish lamaisa task you're up. The Gemara continues in a third case, v'idah chatzad nachash b'shabbos, the third example, someone who traps a snake on Shabbos, you mean asik bosh l'shcheno, Potter. So if you're doing it so that it's not going to bite you, it's going to be potter. Obviously, we're talking about a seisur. It wasn't sakanas nefashos of mamish, because if it was, then there'd be no shaila. Then obviously, you're potter. You're allowed to do anything mitzvah pikuach nefesh. Imler fu. However, if you're doing it because you're dafka using the venom for whatever type of cure, then you would in fact be chayav. So Gemara says. So now umay de potter mutter. I don't know. The first example where you just wanted it not to bite you is going to be totally mutter. Desan kofin ka'aral aner. You're allowed to cover over a bowl, over a lamp, in order that you don't want to set fire to the beam that's on top of it. So that obviously making sure you don't do kiboy. So Gemara says, or if you have the excrement of a little kid, or if you have a snake that you don't want it to bite you, in that situation, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara was learning out that even though the snake becomes trapped, the Chachamim didn't say it's usher in this situation because you are going to have pain. So therefore, they're going to, in this situation, similarly, they're going to, literally is defined as a scorpion. Akrav is usually a scorpion, and Arkis is a snake. So in Chachamim, we're saying that they would allow you for a snake as well, not just from the scorpion. That's what comes out of this raya from over here. So we finish with that. We finish Ha'oreg, Hajalach Ha'oreg, Hajalach Ha'oreg, Hajanalach Ha'oreg. So now we're moving on to the parak of Shmonish Shvatzim. Shmonish Shvatzim, basically, we're going to start off with the Hamshech. We came on to because of Tzad, Shmonish Shvatzim at Tzad, and then we're going to come into the lachas of Shchita, which is more about Chabura and Maitzah killing of Ratzicha of an animal. So, not really Ratzicha, we don't call Ratzicha, we just do a person, but just the animal, the regal of an animal on Shabbos. We're going to discuss that Agav more of those Yanim. So now we have Shmonish Shvatzim of the Torah, moving on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us there's 8 Shvatzim mentioned in the Torah, right? The Torah calls, they're not actually clear which they are. The Machlokas Rishonim for a lot of them, let's say, let's just mention a few of them. The Choled, let's discuss the first 3 of them. The rest you have to look up. But the Choled, Rashi defines it as something which, if you look at the Lazi Rashi, is a pasha, something that's described as like a mole or a rat, or an Achbar. Usually it's defined as what a modern day Achbar in Hebrew, modern Hebrew as well, is it's a mouse. Some say it's usually mentioned as a rat, okay? And a Tzav is a type of lizard. But again, these are all Machloksim, what exactly? Otherwise, those are Shmona Tzrasim that are mentioned in the Torah. The only get that the Torah really gives you that it's something that's low-lying, and that's really like a creepy little thing, which obviously leads to Shaila, what exactly are the 8 that are mentioned. And the main nafkamina for the 8 one is that usually the most shratzim are not going to say, meaning that besides the shmona shratzim that the Torah goes out of, it's way to tell you that when it comes to the shmona shratzim dafka are going to be the nevelos, and their dead bodies are going to be tummy. So since they're going to be tummy, however, the rest of them, when they're dead, the other creatures not going to be tummy. Okay, so when it comes to the shmona shratzim and Torah, the Mishnah tells you, hatzadon v'achove ben chayav, someone who traps them, or if you create a chabura, if you injure or wound them, you're going to be chayav. Rashi gives 2 explanations why you would be chayav from chovel. The first one is because yesh lan or, they have skin, and therefore it's going to be told to shochet, because that area is never going to come back in the same way it did, because that area, the blood came back and congealed that one area, so then it's going to be told to shochet. The other one, he says, maybe because, no, it colors up when you have a black and blue. For an animal also, it's going to color up, so therefore it's going to be tzoveah. Most Rishonim seem to accept Rashi's first pshat, that it is a tolda of shochet. And the Mishnah continues, Roshar Shkatzim Ramsim. The other type of crawling things, right? All these other animals. So then, besides what was mentioned in the Mishnah, then, Hachova ben Pater, someone who bruises them is going to be Pater, because we assume, she says, Ein Lam Or, that they don't have skin. It usually means that we don't have skin versus they do have skin, is that that they have, it's what type of, how thick it is. We're assuming that the skins are going to be very soft, so therefore they're easily going to return, therefore it's not going to be Chayev when it comes to the rest of the Shratzim. However, these one Shratzim, whatever reason, so we assume that they have a thicker skin, and therefore one would be Chayev in that situation. So then, the Mishnah continues, Hatsoden Letzorech Chayev. If someone is is trapping them for a productive purpose, it's going to be chayav shelo letzarach patur. Every which trapping for not productive purpose is going to be patur, because this mishnah, as we're going to see in the gemara, is following shitas Rabbi Shimon that melacha she'ina tzricha legufa is going to be patur. That if you don't have a defined purpose, according to Rabbi Shimon, as we've seen many times already, he holds that you are patur. And here, you're just the purpose of killing them is not for the ikar melacha of using the hides or something like that. So therefore, the melacha that we call defined as a melacha she'ina tzricha legufa, because you don't really care about it being dead. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be patur. And then the Mishnah continues, Chayav Ov Shebrishusa, if you have animals and birds that are already in your control, that meaning, it means that you can be able to get it easily accessible to you without it. So basically, it's already considered pre-trapped. That sudden putter, therefore, someone who's trapping them is going to be putter, because again, we're going to see based on that, it's already considered pre-trapped based on what we saw before. Bechova ben Chayav, someone who bruised them is going to be Chayav because of their skin. We're assuming that now, Rashi points out, because they have skin, and therefore, you're going to be Chayav. And Lara says, Midikatania, Chova ben Chayav. Since we learn out, for in the Mishnah tells us that someone who bruises them is going to be chayev on the Shemona Shratzim, Miklal de Islay Or. So we learn from there that they have skin, they have these thick skin, and therefore you're going to be chayev. So the Mishnah is clearly making a distinction between these Shemona Shratzim and the rest, we're assuming that these have the thick skin and the other ones do not. Mantana, then who is this Shita, that assuming all Shemona Shratzim have these thick skins, and where it says Amar Shmuel, it must be Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, must be the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Disnan, because we learn in the following Mishnah Chulin, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Amar Shmona Shratzim Yishlan Oros, that when it comes to Tumah V'Tara, if an animal dies, then it's going to be a nevela. So the flesh of a nevela is going to be tamei, but the area of its the horns, the hooves and the bones and other parts of things like that, those areas are not going to be tameh. However, the shayla over there in the Gemara is whether or not the skin is going to contaminate as nevela, and that would be shayla on the skin. If the skin is going to be soft and thin, then it's going to be considered part of the flesh in order to be tameh. But if the skin is hard, if it's really like an ore, then it's going to be it's not going to be tameh. So the Gemara is holding that the same chiluk bepashtus is going to apply to the Shmona Shratzim, that when it comes to their skins, they're going to be tameh if they are soft and not if they're hard. So the Mishnah had three shitas, and we're going to mention all three of them now because we're going to get back into them. The Rabban, the Chachamim over there, they held that four of the Shmona Shratzim are going to be tameh, and Rabbi Yehuda held that only the skins of the three of them, I think Rabbi Yehuda over there held, and then Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said that none of the Shmona Shratzim are going to be tameh, right? So we see that if Shmona Shratzim yesh lan oros, so then we would learn that according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, that none of them have this, none of them would be having the geder of the hard skin, so then we'd be assuming that none of them would be tameh, so then they would all have the hard skin, they would all have the ore, in which case they would all have the skin. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Rav, Afilu Tamer Rabbanim. No, you can say that even our Mishnah is going to line up the Shifter Rabbanim, who held that four of the Shmona Shratzim are going to be, only four of them are considered, in Linyan Tuma, are not going to be considered to have ore. So Gemara says, Ad kan lapik rabbanu led Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ela le'inan tuma. They only argued with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri with regards to tuma. Dechsev ela atmeim lachem. These are the ones that are going to be tame for you. So that apparently there's a ribuy over there. Le rabos sheroseren kivisaran. Sheoroseren kivisaran. That is telling you that it's including the fact that their hides are under the same halacha as their flesh of their body. Aval le'inan Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, we don't have such a chilek. Afid rabbanan modu. Even the rabbanan would agree that they're considered to have skins, and therefore they would be, chayav for chabura on them as well. They would agree to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and our Stam Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, "L'inyan Shabbos lo pligi," but it can really say that they're not going to argue with regards to Shabbos. V'atanu v'braisa that says beferish, "Hatzad echad b'shmona shvatzim b'ar Torah." If someone traps one of the Shmona Shvatzim that mentioned the Torah, chova behen, if he bruises one of them, chayav are going to be chayav because b'pashas they have oros, they have thick skins. So we see Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan. And the Chachamim say over there that the only things that are mentioned in the Mishnah Chulin is going to be the ones that are tameh, and then we have a kasha on this price. We said, "Adraba, the lama sheman, the mashman and chachamim ain lam or." But the shratzim that the rabbanim talked about in the Mishnah in Chulim, those are specifically the ones that don't have any thick skins over there. Ve'amar Abaye, and Abaye said to this to answer this stira. He said, "Hachi kamar." This is what the price was saying in or chaluk bipsar ela lamash lamanu chachamim. That there is no shratzim that have the thick skin, which are going to be considered different from their bodies, from the flesh, except for those that are not mentioned by the rabbanim. in the Mishnah and Chulin. So meaning that comes out according to Abaye that the ones that the Chol, the Achbar, the Tav, and the Tzinshemes, those are the ones that are listed, and the other ones don't have the thick skins over there, and therefore the Rabbanan are going to say that one is not going to be chayav for bruising those other ones. So, okay, so what do we see though? We see that the Brisa is telling us that the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri and the Rabbanan applies to Hilchos Shabbos as well. So this would be a problem with the fact that Rav told us that they agree with the cards to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Leih Rava. So Rav responds back to Abaye now, meaning, so now we're going to give a teretz for Rav by explaining the Braisa differently, based on Rav's explanation rejecting Abaye of the Braisa. The Gemara says, So he said, at the lesson of the day, your lashon, according to you, Abaye, that you wanted to be a teretz to Braisa doesn't work, because the Braisa says specifically that those were the ones that the Rabbanan did say. You said that it means Lamashe Lomanu Chachamim. You wouldn't make the town of the Braisa, wouldn't make a mistake to saying the words low as opposed to where they were. So the Gemara says, Elama Rava. So wherever the Gemara says, that Rava says, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Braisa meant to be saying, in or metame kibasar elamashe manu chachamim, that the thick skin is only going to be tame like the flesh, that only, it doesn't apply except for the shratzim that the Rabbanim taught us in Chulin. And according to Rava, we learn the Braisa that Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri is saying that all of the 8 shratzim have the thick skin, therefore someone's going to be chayav for bruising any of them on Shabbos. And that was the machlokas regarding Tuma, with Rabbi Yochanan would be holding that the skin would be tame, and the chachamim would argue on that point as well. So according to Rava, we have a teretz for Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri, and the Rabban with regards to the fact that the tumah they're only arguing, and they would agree to Hilchos Shabbos. So they agree. The chachamim say that it would not be tame. So then they're only arguing with regards to tumah v'tara, not Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so then, according to this would imply that according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri, even the thick skins or the shratzim that are not mentioned by the Rabbanan would still be tame. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri is telling us, he says that the shmona shratzim have it, which implied that they do not, or they're not metame, that they have, if they have skin, they're not going to be metame. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Adar Bar Masna Taretz Hachi, this, I have to explain the Braisa. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri, "Le'inyan Tuma, I only argue with you with regards to Tuma in or Lema Shemanu Chachamim, that the Shratzim with regards to only Le'inyan when it comes to Tuma Vitara, then we're going to disagree with you. When it comes to Shabbos, we will agree with what you said." So the Gemara says, "But if that's the case, Vakasa then Shabbos L'Pligi Vatana, you're going to argue that there, with regards to Shabbos, everyone's going to agree that that when it comes to the Shemana Shratzim, we're going to be Tam, and that it's going to be Isra Deraisa on all of them." The Gemara says that really true. That the Braisa tells us, "Hatzar Echad B'Shemana Shratzim Rumba Torah Hachov Ben Chayev B'Shratzim Sheish Lem Oros." The Braisa tells us that if you trap the Shemana Shratzim and the Torah, or if you bruise them, then you're going to be Chayev. And this is the case with the Shratzim that have the skin over here. Now the Bashas over here is the fact that we're telling you that. That only those that yesh lahen oros, that implies that some of them do not have oros. So that would be seemingly against Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri. So the Gemara says, and Aga, the Gemara, we just continue the Braisa, Ve'ezu chabura shein chozeres, nitzar dam af bishin yatza. What's considered the minimum share for a chabura, for the wound? We're telling over here that the wound has to collect under the skin, even if it doesn't come out of the skin. That's going to be the minimum share for what is considered a chabura. We're going to see that that's going to be the minimum share of what's called irreversible, as opposed to something that can be reversible. The Gemara is going to learn that in a moment. But the Gemara now goes back. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri, shmona shratzim yesh lan oros. So the Braisa ended up by saying that yesh lahem, and Rabbi Yochanan says all 8 of them have, which implies that the Tanakhama is disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri. So again, the Tanakhama Pashas is like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are arguing with Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri. So which the Gemara says, no, that's why I quoted all 3 sheets when we first started this whole thing in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and Chulin, because the Gemara says maybe this Braisa is not the opinion of the Rabbanan, rather it's going to be that 3rd sheet that we quoted in the very beginning, which was Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Amar Ravashi man Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Rabbanan in that Braisa, rather it's only Rabbi Yehuda. In which case, we don't have a kasha and Rav, and the Azul Basar Gishasa, because he follows how thick the actual skin of the sheretz is and whether or not it's tame. He goes up to the Metzius of how thick it is. And we know this is Rabbi Yehuda Desnan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Halta Kechulda, when it comes to the lizard, it's like the Chulda, which okay, these are, I'm giving an interpretation here, is the weasel, that those skin are not going to be tame. But Rabbanan, the Pligal, Rabbi Yehuda Menurah, the Natuma, the Inan Shabbos Modulei, with Rabbanan, who are disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Menurah, only regards to Tuma, they're going to agree with him regards to Shabbos, like Rav on at the Taina. We're back to answering for Rav. Gemara says, if this is the case, though, Ihachi, hi, Divir Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri, Divir Nochana Machlus Domi Bailei. The lesson of the Braisa was, it says, Divir Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri seemed to be arguing on the Rabbanan. It should be Dibur Malchanan Malchukso, meaning that he would, Rabbi Yochanan and the people disagree with Rabbi Yochanan Minuri, meaning the Chachamim who are disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. That's how you should phrase the Braisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to amend the Braisa to say that. Tani, Dibur Rabbi Yochanan Minuri Umachlokoso, that Rabbi Yochanan Minuri and those who disagree with him were in Intuma, meaning implying that they would agree with him with Inan Chachabis, Lefi, Zishita Rab. So now just going back to the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya over here, that where do we know? Rosh a source in Tanakh. How do we know that what is the gedder for chabura? The Eino Chozeres, because again, we only give chayav for chabura if it's Eino Chozeres, if it's considered irreversible. So where it says by minira levi rabbi minayin lechaburah shenu chozeres. How do I know that there's a concept? Of, what is the gedder for the wound that's going to be irreversible? So Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says. Someone who's a kushi, that he's black, can he change his skin? Is it possible for him to change his skin? And a leopard can change his chaburos. So the Gemara says, "My chaburosav." What is it referring to by chaburosav? Ilam adakai rikmi rikmi. Can it say that we're referring to the fact that the leopard skin it has like these type of colored patches? I have a number chaburosav. Then it's say on the leopard and it's chaburosav. Number Rabba Gavana b'bayla. Say and its colors. Ella, rather, we're referring to not the fact the leopard, but rather the whole thing is about the kushi. Kakushi, just like a kushi can't change his color of his skin. Maro the kushi in a chozeres, he can't change the color of his skin. Ah, chabur in a chozeres, the getter for chabur is going to be, it's not reversible, that's going to be considered a chabur that's not chozeres, it's going to be chayav on Hilchos Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes back to shkar shkatsim, when it comes to all other creepy animals, you're going to be chayav if you're going to be pater if you bruise them. The Gemara says, hi hargan chayav, this implies that if someone kills any of these animals, you're going to be chayav. Mantana, who is the Tana that says this? The Gemara says, our Mishnah must be following Rabbi Lezer. Must be following Rabbi Lezer. The center of Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Haroi Kina B'Shabbos, Keorig Gomel Shabbos. Someone kills lice on Shabbos, that's like someone who kills a camel. Just like you kill a camel, you're going to be Chayef for Ntilas Neshama, which is going to be a tolda of the Melacha of Shochet. So too, you're going to be Chayef for killing a Kina, for killing lice on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Maskel from Yosef. Adkan Labdeg Rabbana Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, El Bekina. The Rabbana only disagree with Rabbi Lezer, only with regard specifically to a lice, the Inu Parva, because it does not reproduce of al sharsh kazaramson to part of Ravin Eloplikis. Meaning, why are you assuming that our Mishnah is not Rabbi? Why are you assuming our Mishnah is only Rabbi Lezer? They only disagree dafka when it comes to lice because lice do not reproduce. So therefore, in a normal way, the Gemara was assuming that it's spontaneous from a person's from the skin. So therefore, you're not going to be chayav on lice specifically. They disagree, but everything else, that if you kill any other animal, they would agree that you're going to be chayav. This comes to a very big shaila when science seems to contradict Chazal because if you look at our microscope, it's clear that a lice, at least the ones that we have, is reproducing. That leads to the big shaila. So some say that the Chazal weren't talking about what you look under a microscope. We're only looking at the naked eye, and the naked eye, you can't see that it goes like that, so it doesn't matter. Others say that, no, Chazal are talking about the metzios of their time. That's the famous shuv of the Chassam Sofer that Rav Shechter likes to quote a lot, and therefore the din would change. Here, l'chumra, a lot of times it ends up being a kula. Others say, no, the Chazal were always right, and what we think as the sciences of nowadays is just incorrect. They have the metzios wrong, whatever the way it is, they have it wrong, even though they think they see it under the microscope or not. And they'll say, no, maybe we had, let's say, this specific case, you say we have different type of lice than they have, and so again, there's no stira. So this, just the broader shaila of what happens when science seems to contradict Chazal. So it's a very, very important marmukkum over here, and how the achronim, our mitarits, generally will give a general hashkafa for the rest of the kol Torah kula when we have these questions. Either way, the mark theme is now, shneim, lamdu ala me'elu, that both of them, when it comes to learning out why a lice is going to be chayv or not, they both learn out for the rams on Shabbos, right? Elim, Madam, or Tel Chashim, the Elim over there, that we use those, the Oros Elim, Madamim, so we use those Oros Elim. So the Gemara says now that where did they learn out? Rav Lezer Sefer Ke'elim, Rav Lezer holds that just like the rams, the fact, Ma Elim Yesh Lem Natilas Neshama, when it comes to Elims, you're going to be chayav for killing them, so too, Av Kol Shesh Bu Natilas Neshama, anything that you're killing, taking a life, you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. Rabbanan Sefer Ke'elim, no, it's Elim like the rams, Ma Elim Departed Rebim, that they reproduce, so too, Av Kol Departed Rebim, is anything that reproduces. So you're going to only be chayav for killing something that reproduces. That would be not killing a lice. They hold a lice since they don't reproduce. You'd be pater l'kfi the rabbanon, which is agav how we paskin. So that leads to even why it's a bigger shaila with this lice shaila nowadays. Amar le abaye v'kina ina parah rav. Is really true that the lice doesn't reproduce? Amar mar yoshev akash baruch hu v'zan mekarne rain v'ad basic kinim. It implies from the lashon of this brace, which is akash baruch hu sustains an animal from the horns of the Re'emim, there's a tall animal with beautiful horns, to the eggs of lice. Implying the eggs of lice implies that they are that they reproduce. And where it says Minahu, no, those species of lice that which are called the eggs of lice, and therefore meaning that they're not by name. They're just recently hatched lice, but they're not per Reuven. They're not reproducing. Vatana, the Brisa says Tefuye ubu teknim, Tefuye and eggs of lice in two different lashonos. Tefuye pash is something Rashi points out. It's the type of creeping animals. So then Gemara says Minahu demikre b'teknim. No, there's again a species called eggs of lice. You have no raya that they're pararave. We don't hold the pararave. The Gemara says v'hare parosh, but there's a flea to pararave which does reproduce. Vatana, and the Brisa tells us explicitly atad paros b'shabbos. Someone who chops a flea on Shabbos, Rabbi Lazar Machaber, Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be Pater. We see Rabbi Yeshua says they're going to be Pater because it doesn't reproduce. The Gemara says, what are you talking about here? There's a malacha of tzad. Rabbi Ravashi Tzeda, Riga Karamis, asking a kasha from the malacha of trapping, the malacha of killing. I'll come and pick up Rabbi Yeshua, Ella, the Mar Savar, the Dovar Shin of Menonitzo, Chai of the Mar Savar, the Mar Savar Potov, and then in Riga, Philo, Rabbi Yeshua Muda. That this is a fundamental difference in my focus. Here they're arguing about trapping. When it comes to trapping, that something that's normally trapped is going to be like a flea. That's the shadow between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. When it comes to everything else, though, when it comes to killing, they would agree that a flea, Rabbi Yeshua would be moda, that a flea would be chayav as well. The Gemara just quickly goes, the Gemara says, atad on the Torah chayav. Someone who traps any of these positive things is going to be chayav. The Gemara says, mantana, who is this? As I mentioned before, that when it comes to trapping, only for a positive purpose is going to be chayav. So this is only following Rabbi Shimon, who holds the malacha shenukufa for a divine purpose would be chayav. If you're not doing it for a divine purpose, if you're doing it for a side purpose, it would be pater. The Gemara says, some learn it on this. Some if it's worse for Shabbos, unless it's peh, chayav, unless it's lezik, you're going to be pater. So it depends what your kavana is when popping the pimple. The Gemara says, mantana, I'm Rabbi Dimarav, it must be Rabbi Shimon, the malacha shenukufa pater, because according to Rabbi Shimon, then it depends. Usually you're going to be pater of Al-Asr, so the Chedesh Shavir is going to be pater and mutter because there's only an Israel in the first place. Someone who's trapping a snake on Shabbos, if you're careful that it's not to bite you, then you're going to be pater, then you're going to be exempt. However, you're doing it for a medical cure, chayav. The Gemara says, it depends what your kavanah is. Because here, it also depended on what your kavanah was. At the end of the day, we're referring to a fine purpose. It depends what you're doing the malacha for. This only lefi Rabbi Shimon, and then the heter would come lefi Rabbi Shimon according to all this as well. Okay, I'll pick up Mirtz Hashem, Amar Shmuel, tomorrow.